running through them. State of Rest has got the split. 300 to go, and the Irish horse sprints clear. State of Rest a length. Animo follows it through, and Very Elegant to the outside at the 200. State of Rest a neck. Animo, Very Elegant late. It's State of Rest at the 100. Animo wearing it down. State of Rest just in front of Animo. State of Rest holding on. State of Rest, I think, has just won for the Emerald Isle from Animo and Very Elegant.
26 past 7 on a Monday morning. That's how the race was called by the magnificent Matthew Hill on Saturday for the Ladbrokes Cox Plate, the 101st edition of. And it was a State of Rest who got the chocolates past the post. It took a little bit of a steward's inquiry to confirm the result, but it was a Cox Plate victory for Joseph O'Brien, who knows what he's doing when he brings horses to Australia. His record is nothing but remarkable. He's been good enough to join us this morning on The Breakfast Club. Hello, Joseph. Congratulations.
Morning, Dad. Thank you very much.
Great to have you with us. What time was it for you when you were watching the race on Saturday or Friday night, wherever it was?
It wasn't too bad. It was just after 7 a.m. In the morning. So we were in the office and watching on. And it was a fantastic morning.
Well, I'm sure it was when you end up as the winner. What did you think in the last 100 metres, 150 metres, when it was in real time? Did you think that, we might need to see the front-on footage here?
No, I actually didn't realise that, you know, I watched it obviously live, and I didn't think there was anything to worry about until the stewards was called, and they showed the I think it was the rear view camera, and I thought it was a little bit of interference then. So you know, in Europe, I would have been pretty confident that there wouldn't have been any change, but just, you know, I'm not as familiar with your stewards there, so. So it was a bit nervous,
Harry. Oh, I'm sure it was. And it took a long time, too, to get the result. And the longer it went, the more nervous I got for you, I must admit, even though I wasn't invested financially or emotionally like you would have been. So to get a Cox Plate, I mean, you've won two Melbourne Cups in 2017 and 2020 with Twyla Payman and Rekindling. We'll talk more about Rekindling soon. Two Melbourne Cups, and now you've got a Cox Plate. Where does that sit in sort of your markers for your training career and what you wanted to achieve when you first got the reins?
Yeah, it's very, very special. You know, even to be able to compete in those races is very special. Very lucky that I have a great bunch of owners at home who support me and the team that we have, and owners who are game to give races like this a go. And obviously, you know, Lloyd and Nick Williams have been very good to me since I started training, and you know, they really opened my eyes to racing in Australia.
So, Joseph, tell us what happens when the protest siren goes off. Are you then on the phone instantly? Do you get into the stewards' room? You know, with modern technology now, how do you go about? Did you have any influence on the hearing? What did you do during the protest?
Well, I suppose I spoke to my travelling foreman, Mark Power, immediately, and he represented me in the stewards' room. And obviously, John Allen, who rode the horse, was in there as well. And really, you know, it was up to them. I believe they gave their evidence and the stewards listened to everyone. And then they deliberated for quite some time.
So you said before, Joseph, that you were originally thinking that would be okay. But then when you saw that behind angle, how nervous did you get? Were you still relatively confident, or was that a really stressful time for you?
No, I was pretty confident, but just... it was more the fact that I don't know how the stewards, obviously I'm not as experienced with dealing with inquiries and how the stewards look at incidents like that in Australia. Had it been in Europe or in you know, any jurisdiction that we're used to racing in, I would have been very confident that the result wouldn't have been swapped. But just I wasn't sure how the stewards down there would take to it. And obviously when the inquiry went on for so long, it was a little bit more nerve-wracking. But, you know, I was pretty hopeful that we would get the result, but just when it was going on for so long, we did get a bit nervous. All right.
Yeah, certainly went a long time. Tell us about State of Rest. When did you think that you had a horse that was capable of winning the Cox Plate?
I suppose it wasn't until after his win in Saratoga, before the race, the Cox Plate, that it really came into his radar. He had an option in the Breeders' Cup also, and he had a group one in the UK. So, but you know, the prize money was fantastic, and we thought the 10 furlongs there would suit him well. So that was really, we discussed it with the owners and Richard Ryan and Jim Coburn, and and they were keen to give it a go.
So we've got a race that stops the nation in the Melbourne Cup. You've won it twice. And then we've got the Wait for Age Championship of the World in the Cox Plate, which you won on Saturday. Do you have a favourite? Is there one that sort of sticks out that you think is better to win or bigger to win?
No, I don't think so. I think, obviously, the Melbourne Cup is an incredibly special race. And, obviously, the history and, you know, it is the race that stops the nation. So that's a very special race. But I suppose insofar as making a stallion or commercially, the Cox Plate is a very, very big race. And, you know, State of Rest is a high-class stallion prospect now, you know, on both hemispheres, really, at this stage of his career. And, you know, the Cox Plate that made him that.
So trainers go through their whole career here in Australia and never even get close to a Melbourne Cup or a Cox Plate, not even in their wildest dreams. You're so young still. You've been able to do it from the other side of the world. How do you do it?
Like I said earlier, I'm very good, very lucky that we have a great team of owners who support us well. We have a great team of people. Mark Power, obviously, who's travelled down to Australia with the horses the last 2 years. Baz, who's our head man. And Mark Hackett in the office, who managed all the logistics of the travelling over the last number of months. So I have a great team of people, a great team of owners, and you know, we're lucky that we have nice horses too.
Did you identify any other horses that you thought you might bring to Australia for the Cox Plate, or was this the only one that you thought was suitable?
He was the obvious horse after. You know, he'd won it, like I said, the Group 1 he won last time was a tight left-handed track, 9.5 furlongs. So, we were pretty confident that he would handle the race and, really what you need for to go around the valley.
Well, he handled it pretty well, and in the end was the winner, State of Rest, which was magnificent. Back-to-back Group 1s from Saratoga to the Valley. Not too many horses have done that. In fact, probably none in Australian racing. What about Twilight Payment, the reigning Cup's champ from last year? He's out of quarantine now at the Werribee International Horse Centre. He's been here. He's done that. What's the team saying on the ground here about his condition and his preparedness to go back-to-back in the Melbourne Cup?
Yeah, we've been pleased with how he travelled, pleased with how he's trained down there. So it's a big ask to go back with 58 kilos. But listen, he's in good shape and we'll give it our best shot.
Now, the challenge, the 58 kilos is a big impost, and you know that better than anyone. But it being a more seasoned horse, is he capable of carrying that to put up as good a showing as he did last year, do you think?
We hope so. But, you know, I think it's going to be a big ask. But he's trained really well. And if you're not in, you can't win. So we're going to give it our best shot.
Now, Joseph, I've got two more questions for you. Firstly, on Johnny Allen, it was such a big day for him. He's going to be joining the guys on Racing Pulse, our racing show, a little bit later on this morning. How special was it for you to have a fellow Irishman on board?
Very special. And Johnny actually started off in Ireland working for my granddad at the farm that I trained from. So, the connection goes back a number of years, and really, it was very special to have him on board, and he's obviously a top rider, and we were very lucky to be able to get him, to be able to secure him for the race.
Now, you learnt so much from your dad, one of the world's most famous trainers. Is he now ringing you asking for advice with the sort of success you're having?
No, absolutely not. But you know, we speak every day, and I'm very lucky that I grew up in the position that I did, and everything I learned from, you know, mum and dad. And that phone call is only one way to do.
But more importantly, Joseph, now is the seat at the main table. You sort of getting right towards the head of the table now, or you're still in the middle of the table?
Getting shoved down to the bottom. Like. No. But we all get on very well. We have a good relationship with Donica and you know, my sisters and mum and dad, and we do our best on the track, and what happens on the track stays on the track.
Yes, that's not a bad way to play it. And just on the Melbourne Cup, who do you think the biggest threats are? We've obviously got a local one here, Incentivise, which is going gangbusters, had a huge spring campaign so far. Who are the big threats to take away the Cup this year, do you think, in your eyes?
Yeah, I think he's the obvious one, as well as Andrew Balding, Horse Spanish Mission, who's travelled down. He's a top player up here. So I think they're the two obvious horses. But there's a big field and it's a competitive handicap. And I'm sure there'll be plenty of other horses that would be tough to beat as well.
Did you think about trying to come down and be here for it, or was it all just a bit too hard?
Just with the hotel quarantine, it was too much less. But I think your restrictions are beginning to ease soon.
Yeah.
It was pretty tough to do that hotel quarantine. I couldn't get through that this year, unfortunately.
No, that's fair enough. No problems from our end. But I'll tell you what, it's great to have you part of the spring campaign. Great to have that international flavour, which we're lacking a little bit of, must admit, this time around. But well done to you and the team for the win of State of Rest on the weekend. And good luck for the Cup in 10 days' time.
Yeah, real pleasure, lad. Thanks very much.